This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've got to pump it up. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It is Friday. Welcome to the show. 21 for the high today. As you guys know, the 15th annual Bachelor Auction is creeping up on us, Breeze.
Yes, it is. And we are so excited. March 22nd at Anthology, back at our roots. And we're going to be just auctioning off the best bachelors in the entire city. So
I know.
Pumped.
There's so many people in the studio with us this morning, including three brand new eligible bachelors in the 585. But a special guest today.
I told you guys we'd have a special guest, and we did not disappoint.
No, we didn't. Let's bring him up to the mic from the 14th annual Bachelor Auction. He raised a lot of money. He made a lot of women.
I'm nervous.
Uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. Tommy Bechtel.
Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Tommy Bechtel.
Coming out of retirement.
Cryptocurrency enthusiast. Uncle of nieces and nephews, friend of animals, friend of all animals, lover of wine, women, and song, minus the wine now.
Right.
Sobsies.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, so Tommy, what you're going to be doing today is you're going to be judging some of the current bachelors. I see you brought in numbers.
I did. I used company ink and paper to print out numbers 1 through 10, I was told. I wanted to do 1 through 100, but I was told we didn't have the budget for it.
Right. So we're going to be scoring some of these bachelors in the studio today who we're going to give you guys a chance to meet. We're going to introduce you to them. And, of course, 585-252-9800. If you do want to ask them any questions, now would be the chance to do that.
Call or text to be maybe talking to the future love of your life. Who's really to say?
So, from CSE of Rochester and, of course, our close friend, Connor McKenna, is live in the studio this morning. And, Connor, how are we looking? Do we have all 25 bachelors lined up ready to go?
I'll tell you what, Moose, we actually have all 27 bachelors lined up, ready to go.
Hopefully two don't drop out.
We couldn't pick just 25 this year, so we went with 27 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors.
Gorgeous.
We started fundraising 36 hours ago. In the first 36 hours that fundraising has been live, we have raised almost $6,000 in the first 36
hours.
We
love ambitious kings.
So we are, not only are we off to just a fantastic start this year, but we actually have the top three current fundraisers in studio today. So you're looking at fundraisers numbers 1, 2, and 3 ready to steal your hearts and get you pumped up for the auction.
Wait, can we guess who's... Like, absolutely. 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Let's do that. That's great.
All right, so before we do that, why don't we go ahead and introduce them. Stepping up to the mic right now is Alex from Rochester, yes?
Yes.
Alex, good morning, man. Introduce yourself.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here. My name's Alex Amalfi, born and raised in Rochester, New York, and I'm super excited to be a bachelor this year.
Yeah, and you are how old?
30 years old.
You're 30 years
He's
old.
He's wearing a beautiful knitted hat.
If I had to guess, I'm going
homemade,
to say you are number two when it comes to fundraising.
That's a great guess. I'm number two.
You
soon
are.
Soon to be first.
Whoa!
Okay, soon to be first.
Soon to be first.
All right. For one of these guys' throats, truly. Wait, Alex, are you so excited to be a bachelor? And what really drove you towards this organization to step up to the plate and take this new journey? Truly?
I'm so excited. This is just such a great organization that does so much great work in the city of Rochester. And, you know, this year, it's really near and dear to me. Someone who I love and is a part of my life is, you know, affected with cancer. And I see him fighting and I just see his perseverance. And if I can give even 1% of that, you know, back to the community, then I think we've done a really good job here.
Well said. Yeah. Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, as far as being a bachelor, Tommy was a bachelor last year. I was a bachelor the first year I did it for the 13th annual bachelor auction. Yeah. What type of person are you looking for?
You know, it's such a big question and people keep asking, but all, you know, what I've learned is all these women are so special and so, you know, different and, you know, unique ways. And I just really like all the women who are part of the, you know, organization so far.
You're so PC.
Hold on a second. Tommy's going to hold up a score real quick. Go ahead, Tommy. Hold up a score.
First of all, I'm about to take my debit card out.
I love you, dude. All right, go ahead, Tommy.
You know, there's always room for improvement, but you really touched my soul here. I'm going to give you an 8.
He's going with an 8. All right.
Touched his soul is insane.
All right, Tommy's giving you an 8.
What do you do for a living? I think we brushed over that.
Yeah, I'm in sales. I work for Lamar Advertising, so we're the billboard company in Rochester.
Oh, nice. Yep. Okay, let's get Breezy and I up on
the
little
book. Yeah, I want to get on another billboard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. So you do sales. You're 31. And ladies, he's a very good-looking dude. I'm not going to lie. Okay,
I'm into that. I really am.
I'm in tune with my sexuality enough where I can say this guy is a good-looking dude. He's 30 years old. He's got a good job. Do you have roommates?
No.
You live? Where do you live?
I live on East Ave.
Okay.
I'm not him owning cash.
Not him owning a mansion on East Ave.
Tommy's ready to pay full price.
I have a question for you, if you don't mind. Tommy Bechtold again, the Platinum Bachelor. I wanted to ask, after you left the cast of High School Musical, did you stay in touch with the other cast members?
Yeah, we're all great friends. We you know, do Friday nights together.
Okay. Good. You do look like Troy Bolton.
We've got room for
bit.
One more, too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
We absolutely love that. So if you were, obviously you're going to get bidded on. I have a feeling you're the number two fundraiser right now. You're clearly going to make a lot of money on March 22nd. What is the perfect date for you look like? And what is it that you can bring to the table on this date, or any maybe even in a relationship? Go
yeah,
ahead.
You know, I'd say Rochester's got so many great places to go and see, and you know, the two guys in the room right here with me are, you know, very in tune with Tony D's, and I think Tony D's is a great spot. Relax,
yeah.
Sit over
Tony
a glass of wine.
There's this dude sitting next to me, and I'm like, who is this Nick guy? And then you just said Tony D's. I'm like, oh, he's served me every time I've ever gone in there.
That's yeah. where I know you from.
Yeah,
oh,
we'll,
my God.
We'll
yes.
get to that,
okay.
though. All right, so yeah, Tony D's is a great place. But as far as what you have to bring to the table, I'm assuming the whole table?
Yes.
At Tony D's.
At Tony D's. Okay, great. What's your last name?
Amalfi.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and plug your social so people can see what you look like.
Yeah, for sure. It's Amalfi underscore Alex on Instagram. And
Tommy's writing it down.
I can't spell Amalfi if there was a light gun to my head, so.
I gave you a score of 8.
Nice.
All right, so Alex is our bachelor this morning, and then we have time really quickly to introduce to you bachelor number 2, Tony D's favorite bartender, Nick. Step up to the microphone, my friend. Welcome to the show.
How are we doing today?
Good. How are you, man?
Not bad. Not bad.
So,
I've been told I have a radio voice, so I'm wondering how this is
really?
Gonna turn
Who
out.
Told you that?
Everybody I
I'm
know.
Glad they didn't tell you you had a face for radio.
Well, that's what I was thinking. At first, that's what I was thinking.
Right. Okay, so let's get over to our friend Nick. Tell us your age, what you do for a living. I know you bartend at Tony D's. Yep. Or anything else you want to share?
I am the bar manager at Tony D's. I'm 37. I wasn't born here, but I was raised here.
Where were you born?
Erie, Pennsylvania, actually.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Shout out to Erie.
All right, that's let's go. Tommy's going to give you a score just for that alone. What do you think, Tommy?
Well, as my sister likes to call it, Pencil Stupid Vania, I had you lingering around an 8, but you gave me that pen. I call it the pen bump. I'm going to bring you down to a 6
right now. Oh, my God.
That's nothing personal.
Oh, because where my parents met? Where my parents met?
Yeah.
All right, fine, 7. What brought you to want to become a bachelor?
So I was approached, and I was like, for a good cause, why not? Everyone's touched by cancer at some point in time in their life. And, you know, my mom found out that I was asked to do this, and she told me if I didn't do it, that I wasn't going to be her son anymore.
Oh.
She wants grandkids really bad.
The threat is crazy.
Oh, yes. So she really put you on the spot.
Yep. Did they approach you at the bar at Tony D's?
No. Friends with a couple people, and they just, you know, approached me and were like, hey, do you want to do this? And I was like, why not? Absolutely.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm comfortable on stage.
You make one hell of an old-fashioned.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you really do. You're good-looking, dude.
I'm sorry about that negative espresso martini.
It's all right. I didn't make it. For the record,
it was really bad.
I did not make that one. And I've been waiting for my redemption. So.
What are you looking for in a person, Nick? What are you hoping that you can possibly get out of this experience? Full transparency.
Obviously just someone you want to have fun with the rest of your life. Because in reality, looks and all that stuff's going to fade. Why not just have somebody you can have fun with every day?
We're all gonna expire.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Eventually.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah. I heard you're a bar manager. I want to put you to the test here because temperament is so important in relationships. I'm going to pose a hypothetical to you, and I just want to see how you would respond. Sir, I ordered a rum and coke, and I really can't taste the rum. Is there any way you could just start emptying the bottle of Castillo rum into my coke right now?
So there's an old bartender trick where we just put a little bit in the straw.
Mm.
So
oh my God.
Your next sip tastes very strong.
This guy's great.
He went back up to an 8.
He knows what he's talking about. What is your biggest turnoff?
Not being loyal. I feel like that's tough these days with a lot of people that it's pretty much the world we live in, as Jesse said, but not being loyal.
Have you ever been burned?
Oh yeah, every time.
Every time
without fail.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, because I work too much.
You think it could have something to do with your schedule?
Yeah, you never know. B shift's tough.
The B shift is tough. If you were to meet a woman who has 2 to 3 kids, are you open to that, or are you looking for somebody? And you know, be honest. We really need to know what you're looking for.
Oh, I don't mind being a stepdad. I've had a stepdad in my life, so yeah. I know what to do and what not to do.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, of course. I think that's great.
It wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
Tommy, do you have something to say? Yeah, it looks like you're chomping at the bit there.
Nick, it's important when you come into these kids' lives. You're not a stepdad. You're the dad who stepped up.
There it is. That's true. That's true. All always right. Wanted to be a coach, you know? Always wanted to be
a coach. Not the mentorship program.
You know what?
We're going to go ahead.
We're going to amend his score to a 9.
He turned that 6 upside down.
Wait. I have to guess. Are you your third?
Yes, I am.
Yes!
Third. All right. I think we know who's leading the pack here then.
He is.
Why don't you go ahead? You're a great-looking dude. You love what you do for a living. Thank you so much for being a bachelor and stepping up. And who knows? You could be stepping up into a couple of kids' lives soon. Go ahead and plug your social.
So my Instagram is Nick_Vince16.
Nick_Vince16.
Write it down as we speak.
All right. Right off.
Thanks for doing your part in raising so much money for an awesome organization. Coming up on the show, we're going to meet our last bachelor in the studio who goes by Jesse, but also he is leading the pack when it comes to fundraising.
The top fundraiser.
We'll talk to him next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday. Welcome back to the show. We are talking 15th annual Bachelor Auction with our friends from CSC Rochester. Of course, Connor in the house. From the 14th annual Bachelor Auction, Tommy Bechtold.
Hello, everyone. Good to be here. Special shout out to my niece, Elise, who's homesick with the flu today. Get better, sweetheart.
Niece Elise really rolls off the tongue. Thank you for coming out of retirement for this. I know it was tough for you.
It's my absolute pleasure. You know, I sat dormant for a year, you know, waiting for this auction to awaken the fire in my heart to come out of retirement. Not out of retirement, although I will offer bachelor insurance this year. If any of you ladies are unsatisfied with your date, Popeye's chicken sandwiches and then whatever you want on me.
It's getting weird in here. This
thank God the show's almost over.
Yeah. By the way, Tommy, one of the things you did last year on stage was you brought out a hockey stick.
A big stick.
And, you know, what are some of the suggestions and some advice you have from the bachelors for this year?
Yeah, boys, don't be shy, okay? If you're a prop guy, if you're a person that likes to bring out an instrument or a tool, ladies love guitars until they don't. If you like puppets, look at Jeff Dunham, the man owns six houses. Bring a puppet out. Maybe you're the type of person that wants to do close-up magic. I would avoid that. That is a little desperate.
So what he's saying is if you want to use props, you can use props. All right, let's meet bachelor number three. He's coming to the stage. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Big
good.
Stage. Huge
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough stage to follow.
Thanks for coming on the air. Tell us, who are you?
So my name is Jesse Sanfilippo. I am 31 years old, here from Rochester, New York. Been here my whole life, lived here my whole life.
All right, Jesse.
You
thank
sound
you.
Southern.
Did I sound Southern?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, but it's
charming.
I'm from Spencerport. There's a little bit more country out there than there is in
yeah.
there.
That's true. Jesse, you got a chill vibe to you. I like it. Good looking dude. How tall are you?
5'11". My license says 6 foot, but I say 5'11".
5'11".
We love an honest king, you know?
We love an honest king. He's got two earrings in. Are those real diamonds?
They are.
Ooh.
He sounded unsure.
Right. If they're from icing, sure.
Jesse, who are you? What do you do for a living?
I sell real estate full-time. I also bartend at Tony D's. I know Nick's here with me, but unfortunately for him, I am Tony D's favorite bartender.
Oh, you're a bartender at Tony D's as well?
Yes.
Did you just go to Tony D's and get the whole staff there? What happened there? A clean sweep at après-ski.
Is Tony coming in? okay, so
I will give Nick a shout-out. He did teach me to bartend, so he taught me to be as good as I am.
So okay. You were the one who made the bad espresso martini. So tough.
Yeah.
I might have been.
All right, so why become a bachelor?
Well, I was getting recruited by Connor and Dan. Connor was having a tough time. Dan came over and he had some really good points. He said, one, you're raising money for a good charity. And number two, it will absolutely help grow your business. The third one, you mentioned, you might find the love of your life. I don't have faith in that in this community, in this world that we live in. But you never know.
Oh, sounds like Jesse.
Hit that dump button.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, here's the thing. Jesse, you're leading... Right, your fundraising efforts with over $1,300. You're making a lot of money for people who need it the most. It's all going to stay local. So why do you
Who hurt you?
Like who? Yeah. You sound like you're a little bitter, and that's okay. We want you to be honest here. But I know that there are people, and I'm sure Connor have shared this with you, there are people who have done this, who have found the love of their life and have kids today with them. People have gotten married.
I would be thrilled if I met my best friend that could be my best friend for the rest of my life.
But is that something you truly want right now?
Absolutely. If I could find the best friend that will be the best friend for the rest of my life. Absolutely. That's sure. Great.
And what do you have to offer?
A lot.
Mystery.
My goal is to disappear, not to be seen. So like. Eventually, I'll just be able to go travel and do whatever I want.
Right.
Magic tricks.
Right. Yeah. Okay, hold on. It's because Tommy's getting ready to pull a number. Did you want to say something?
I did. Now, Jesse, I did kind of warn against magic, so I want to remind you of that. I think you're a big old pineapple, buddy. You're prickly on the outside, but inside, there's something really sweet there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, there's something juicy.
Go ahead, I'm going to give you, and I want you to know, Jesse, that was Moose's opinion, not mine. I want you to know that first. I'm going to be a little hard on you because there's a lot of time before this auction. I'm giving you a 5 for now.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean you're
for
a bad
now.
Person. What that means is I want you to find that inner sweetness, and I want you to share that with the world because right now there's a lot of sour out there. Let's see that sweet Jesse.
See that sweet Jesse.
That country boy from Spencerport.
I really feel like...
Who loves to ride tractors.
Someone listening to this right now...
Not
is
a tractor rider, a Harley rider.
Oh, God. Okay. Is going to listen to this and want to prove you wrong. I do.
You know what? I think I Breezy has a really valid point there. We do have a crystal that's texting in on the text line right now, 585-252-9800, if you do want to ask a question. And Crystal is asking, hey, As far as Jesse, what are some of the things that he absolutely despises about a woman?
Cigarette smoking and disloyalty.
Oh, the cigarettes are disgusting.
So if somebody were to smoke, plus cheating on you at the same time while they're doing it, they're done. They're cut off.
Yeah, they can just go to the Genesee River.
I'm noticing a theme of loyalty this year at the Bachelor's Auction. It feels a lot like the triads or something, like some sort of gang initiation. You will be loyal to me or you will die at my blade. I want to let everyone know that there is a peaceful option. You know, we can just tell little white lies that don't hurt anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so Jesse, when it comes to smoking and being disloyal, you want nothing to do with it. But I think you speak for a lot of us when you say something like that. What does the perfect first date for you look like?
Oh, I would love to go on a first date on a vacation. You come back, you either know you like each other, you know you hate each other, or you just stay friends.
All right, so where would you go? What would you do?
Like I'll probably go to like St. Martin, go to a nice little island here for a few days.
Connor, are you sponsoring this year? Are you doing vacation dates?
Yes. Obviously, that's not the one we can go on here. But if I had to pick one that we could go on here, big Tony D's fan, big...
A huge plug for Tony D's.
What's the place in...
He goes, public, what other places do Public Tony... Market.
Velvet Belly?
Fiorella, the good chicken cutlet. I'm a chicken cutlet addict. If I could eat chicken cutlets every day for the rest of my life, I'd be so happy.
Yeah, that's a good first date too. Is to go out, get a little food, get to know one another. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And there's a lot of women that like to do those type of things and keep it simple on the first date. As much as you want to fly across the world, which is great, people would love that. That's how you really get to know somebody: is sitting down, having a good conversation. However, Jesse, according to you, everybody is on their best behavior in the beginning. Ain't that right?
Absolutely. Me too.
You know what? I'm gonna bump your score up because you got some spontaneity to you, and I like that. I'm going to give you a 7. And I want to remind you, you can always go on a date at OptiPro Systems on Dean Parkway. Buy an optics machine.
Okay, everybody's plugging their businesses.
Not our boss calling us.
All right, Jesse, thank you so much for being a bachelor. Right now, you have raised the most amount of money out of all 27 bachelors with over $1,300. So thank you for your fundraising efforts. It's all going towards the people who need it most right here in the 5v5.
You're gonna
shout
crash
out to Jesse James Realty, too. Go give that a follow. There will be a link on there. Everybody can donate.
All right, Jesse James Realty. Okay, thank you so much. Connor, where can people buy their tickets, and how much is general admission, how much is VIP?
Yeah, so if you want to come and bid on these three fantastic bachelors plus our 24 other guys, go to cscrochester.org/bachelor auction. There'll be links there to all of the fundraising pages. There'll be links there to buy tickets as well. General admission tickets are $35 individual. If you can find three friends that want to go with you and have a great Saturday night, we're offering a discount on 4-packs for $30 a ticket. And then VIP tickets are $55, comes with a champagne toast, an extra hour and a half private happy hour with the bachelors, food tastings, wine, beer, spirit tastings, private bar, private viewing section, and private section up close to the stage when the auction time comes. So really just a fantastic experience. And if you want to meet these guys beforehand, we have our guest bartending events starting next Friday at Dead Red Pecker from 6 to 9. We're going to have 4 guest bartending events throughout the month leading up to the auction. So come out and meet these guys, learn what the CSC is all about, learn what they're all about, and get ready for a great night on the 22nd.
Let's go!
Love it. So if you guys are looking for a night out or an excuse to get back into the dating game, like Connor said, March 22nd, that is the night to do it.
And if anybody out there listening works for Travelocity, you can give me a call because it sounds like we have to sponsor a very expensive first date for Jesse.
Yes, we do. Jesse, Nick, and
I'll
of
pay
course,
for part of it.
And of course, Alex, thank you guys for being a part of the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. You guys have your opportunity to bid on them at Anthology March 22nd. We'll see you guys there. It's PXY Mornings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, and everybody look around. The Tony Award-winning Best Musical that took the world by storm is back and launching its first North American tour in Rochester at the Western Auditorium Theater. Of course, I'm talking about the show that everyone else is talking about, The Wiz. And joining us is The Wiz himself, Alan Mingo Jr. Hey, good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Alan, How do you love Rochester so far in the middle of winter? And you can be honest.
Oh, it is cold.
It's, I know. In case you have not been here in the summer, it's beautiful. But I think your show is going to help with a lot of people's seasonal depression in the city.
Yes. Heat up the city a little bit. I will just say I flew in from New York City and I did not remember that the temperature is totally different up here in Rochester.
Yeah, you're in upstate New York, so it's right. People here could be a little bit more rough around the edges, but you understand why now. Look at what we have to deal with.
Exactly.
As someone who's been in the arts myself, Alan, I do have to ask you. I was looking at your impressive list of credits. You had an award-winning performance as Lola in the Canadian and Broadway production of Kinky Boots. You played Sebastian in Disney's The Little Mermaid. A list of TV credits, including Frasier, Law & Order. But if you can break down for us, how has your long career as a performer helped you prepare for the role of the Wiz in this upcoming production?
Well, you know, I mean, every show has a place in my heart. This show is the reason why I'm in this business in the first place. I fell in love with the movie years ago because my mother would always watch it.
Yeah.
And I remember my first, you know, watching it, I was enthralled and I would have her play it over and over again. And I sort of realized, oh, can I do this as a profession?
Right.
And then I remember going into college was the first time I was introduced to the play version, and I didn't know there was a difference between the Broadway play version and the movie. I was actually quite upset when I discovered it. I think I was cast as the Yellow Brick Road, and I didn't know what the heck that was.
So the Broadway version has been around, I think, since what, 1975, something like that?
Yeah, well, this is now our 50th year anniversary, so it's been around for 50 years.
That's incredible. I'm so glad you guys are here in Rochester. There's so many people. We started giving away tickets to The Wiz on our show just a couple of weeks ago,
Nice.
So I know people are very excited for the show. So be fully transparent with us. How are rehearsals going so far?
Rehearsals are going great. You know, this is our relaunch of the tour. We did a pre-Broadway tour. We hit Broadway. We just closed Broadway. We're sort of fixing things a little bit, tightening things up. And so we're really excited to show audience this relaunch of the tour.
Sure.
I think we open this Saturday. So
that's right, this Saturday?
As soon as I'm done with you, I'll be running into rehearsal.
That's right, Saturday the 22nd. So for people, though, who are not as familiar with The Wiz, how would you describe Dorothy in this version of The Wizard of Oz?
I would kind of say it's watching Dorothy sort of take her journey in this contemporary world, finding her legs, finding her voice, finding her sort of tribe, her group of friends, and navigating through the world and realizing that she pretty much had everything that she needed with her. You know, for
right,
me,
right.
I think that the great thing about this piece is, this is, to me, one of the best American sort of folklore, is the best word I can come up with, where when you see Dorothy in plaid or when you see Dorothy, you kind of know who she is. You know who the Tin Man is and
yep.
who the Scarecrow is and who the Lion is. What you're going to get to see is our sort of take of who these characters are. So for me, the audience sort of comes in sort of knowing at least a little bit, oh, when I see a lion, I kind of know he's probably the cowardly lion. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
There are not many stories in America that we sort of identify quickly. You know what I mean? Now there's shows out like Wicked and, of course, The Wizard of Oz, which is also beloved by Americans. But The Wiz sort of was groundbreaking back in the 50s, and a lot of their songs were hitting the radio.
That's right.
What's great this time, we have sort of, you know, this show just got a Grammy nomination for its music. The music we really hit out of the park. We sort of took it out of the 70s funk and sort of added a contemporary sort of take to it, but it's still familiar to those who loved it back in the 70s.
We absolutely love that. If you are just joining us, we're talking to the star of The Wiz, Alan Mingo Jr., playing The Wiz himself. This is coming to the Wester Auditorium Theater. Opening night is this Saturday. Out of all of your credits, Alan, what does it mean to you to be playing this role?
For me, it's iconic. There are a lot of shoulders I'm standing on, from Andre DeShields, who's actually started The Wiz back, 50 years ago. Richard Pryor, who I loved and watched growing up. Even to like in the live version when Queen Latifah was doing, there are a lot of shoulders I'm standing on. So for me, it's sort of iconic. I was part of two other productions that were supposed to go to Broadway, that were supposed to do exactly what we're doing. And quite frankly, when I was cast, I didn't believe them. So like, you got cast and you were going to Broadway. I'm like, I need to see it.
To believe it. Right.
Put, to believe it.
Put the contract in front of me, and then we can talk. Right. Alan, we have a huge film community here in Rochester, New York, home of Kodak, George Eastman, home of the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, along with the oldest film festival in the world. What is your advice for someone looking to break into Broadway film or TV?
You know what I would say? For me, the best thing was my training. It gave me the confidence to know that I can sort of make it in this world as a career. So I would say, rather than going through formal education, rather going to, universities or actually going to private dance classes or training. I say training sort of gives you the confidence and the tools you need to navigate in this business.
That's right.
But also know that the business has a lot of disappointment. So you just have to know how to deal with that. There's a lot of no's before you get a lot of yeses.
Yeah, it's that balance of taking the good with the bad. Because when you're up, you're up. But when you're down,
you're up.
It's really tough. Alan Mingo Jr., everyone, thank you so much for joining us. The show The Wiz starts this Saturday at the Wester Auditorium Theater. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or the auditorium box office. Alan, we cannot wait to see you at the show. And best of luck to you these upcoming performances.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Hope
you.
See you there.
Well, you will absolutely see us there. Alan Mingo Jr., everyone, thank you. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, we will be right back.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Winning the Bonus X scratch-off games from the New York Lottery feels like... But multiplying those winnings up to 100 times feels like... Multiply the feeling of multiplying your winnings. With the new Bonus X scratch-off games from the New York Lottery, you could multiply your winnings up to 100 times. Prizes up to $5 million plus bonus games for more chances to win cash. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Why drive a used car when you can be driving a brand new Mitsubishi for less? Plus, your new James Mitsubishi comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. That's 10 years without hearing, maybe it's the alternator, could be the starter, or maybe your car's just junk. Right now, you could be driving a brand new 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage for just $221 per month. Yes, only $221 per month. Even my cousin, who's still trying to be a pro gamer, could afford that. And he's never even had a Valentine. Plus, take advantage of $4,000 in bonus cash. Use it as a down payment. Pay off negative trade equity or just stuff it in your pocket. That's more love than a box of chocolates. Reserve your vehicle now. Text the words cash to James 1. That's cash to James 1. Drive home a new Mirage for just $221 per month. Text the words cash to James 1 now. Only at James Mitsubishi in Greece.
But it requires bank approval. Stock number 6652, MSRP 19,055, 20% down, 221 per month, 3,400, 5.9%. Offers don't combine.
Have you experienced the recently upgraded Buffalo Niagara International Airport yet? New food and concessions, new spaces for arriving passengers, and a bigger and better baggage claim area. With low-cost carriers and many non-stop destinations, including Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Dallas, and Cancun. Why connect? Fly direct. See how great your airport experience can be. Visit BuffaloAirport.com today.
My favorite place to go in Rochester is the RMSC. And right now, they have the coolest exhibit ever. Sean Kenny's Animal Superpowers made with Lego bricks. You do not want to miss this. Go to RMSC.org.
Easy Cater is the smarter, simpler way to order food for your workplace. With easy online ordering, search filters for budget, dietary needs, and more. Save your favorite restaurants and favorite orders for easy reordering. Save time with group ordering. You send a link, your team orders what they want. Plus, Easy Cater makes expense reporting a snap with all your receipts in one place. Easy Cater, more than just a way to order catering for work. It's your business tool for food. Order now at easycater.com.
Hey, weekend warriors. How's a little trail therapy sound right now? Hop in. Let's go for a ride in the all-new Nissan Armada Pro 4X. Tune out all those work emails and turn up that twin-turbo V6 engine. Instead of letting the kids play online, show them some epic inclines. Turn your 8-person family dinner into an exhilarating off-road adventure. The all-new Nissan Armada is here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.